In this bulletin, Anthony Albanese announces a probe into law enforcement and intelligence agencies in wake of Bondi massacre. Another oil tanker seized by the US off the coast of Venezuela. And in tennis, Kyrgios given wildcard entry into Brisbane International. With all the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Katrina Stewart. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has announced a probe into the ability of federal law enforcement and intelligence agencies to keep Australians safe. The announcement came as the Prime Minister held more national security meetings following the mass shooting at Bondi Beach a week ago. Former Intelligence Chief Dennis Richardson will lead the inquiry into whether such agencies have the right powers and processes to keep people safe. The announcement comes amid calls for a federal royal commission into the attacks, with Mr Albanese instead backing a state royal commission in New South Wales. New South Wales Premier Chris Minns told Nine's Today show that further investigation is necessary.
I mean, I can only affect what's happening in New South Wales, and to be honest with you, that's my responsibility, what's happening in this state today. And that's why we're launching a royal commission. We haven't drafted the terms of reference. That'll take a little bit of time, but I'm confident we can do it in tandem with the criminal prosecution of one of these perpetrators.
Large crowds gathered in heatwave conditions for a vigil at Bondi Pavilion today to take part in a National Day of Reflection, a week after an anti-Semitic mass shooting at Bondi Beach. Attendees at the event, hosted by the National Council of Jewish Women Australia, were invited to wear white to represent light in darkness and to bring a single flower. Governor-General Sam Mostyn, wearing white like many others, spoke at the vigil, describing a national project to encourage kindness, care, respect and belonging for all Australians. She called on the nation to step up, come together and support one another in the months ahead.
Mitzvahs, good deeds, care, kindness, compassion to each other, Jewish or otherwise. Everyone in this country belongs. I've been receiving letters of condolence from hundreds of nations on your behalf from heads of state. They believe that we can do this. They're looking to us to say, just get on with the project. Use your kindness, use your skills, use your values. Step up, because the rest of the world knows that we are a shining light of what peace and democracy looks like where everyone belongs.
Domestic violence services are bracing for their busiest time of year, with domestic violence assault data showing a 78% spike in violence on Christmas and Boxing Day. According to Victoria Police, in December 2024, there was an average of 304 family violence incidents each day across the state, with a 45% increase on Christmas. Women's Community Shelters, which provides accommodation and support for women and children escaping violence and experiencing homelessness, is running a donation drive throughout December to help provide extra services and support. No to Violence, an organisation that works with men who engage in physical abuse within their families, is reaching men directly through advertising during the cricket season. If you or someone you know is impacted by domestic or family violence, call 1-800-RESPECT on 1-800-737-732 or visit www.1800respect.org.au. In an emergency, call 000. The United States has seized an oil tanker off Venezuela just days after US President Donald Trump declared a blockade of all sanctioned oil tankers entering and exiting Venezuela. This marks the second seizure of an oil tanker in the waters off Venezuela since December 10 and comes as Mr. Trump has ratcheted up his rhetoric toward President Nicolas Maduro. It also comes amid a series of US strikes on alleged drug trafficking vessels from Venezuela, in which at least 104 people have been killed, in strikes some say amount to extrajudicial killings. Maritime historian from Campbell University, Sal Mocogliano, told SBS that this is an escalation.
It's a definite escalation. The skipper being an unregistered vessel under the UN Convention on the Law of the Sea, which is basically what regulates shipping out beyond the 12-mile limit, nations can board what are basically called stateless vessels, vessels that are not registered and basically in violation of the law. This vessel was not, and so this is an escalation.
And in tennis, Nick Kyrgios has been given a wild card entry into the Brisbane International in a pointer to his determination to play in the Australian Open. Kyrgios will feature in the Queensland tournament in January, ahead of being granted another possible wild card entry into the Melbourne Grand Slam. Injuries and four rounds of knee and wrist surgeries have impacted Kyrgios' court appearances in recent years, with just six ATP tour matches in more than 3 years. And that's all the latest from the SBS Newsroom. I'm Katrina Stirrett.